I got into the helicopter, and he said to me, "Are you hoist trained?" I said, "No." He says, "Piece of cake." And I said, "Okay." So we were going to go fly up to the mountain, go down on the hoist, check the person out, if we can lift them up and bring them back. And it was dusk. It was very dusk by the time we got over the place where the patient was and the rangers were. He hooked me up to the hoist, and out I went, and I went down on the hoist. It felt like a very long time, and eventually I said, "Geez, I must be near the ground." I looked down, and my feet hit the ground, and I fell backwards, and I had a big pack on my back, and I was in a ditch, and it felt like I was a turtle. I couldn't get over with the cable coming out on my chest. So finally, the other rangers called up by radio and told them that I was down, disconnected. The wire went back up. I did my thing with the patient. We hoisted the patient up, and then we hoisted me up. And now it's pitch black. And there's a huge light on the bottom of the helicopter, but it's pointing ahead of the helicopter. It's not pointing down. So it's very little you can see in the dark. And I'm going up, and I'm going up, and I'm going up, and also I'm up at the top. And I figured, okay, Ranger's going to take me in, and we'll be in. And we're flying to Lake Placid at this point. And I turn around, and there's the Ranger with his arm out. I had to grab his arm, and he had to give me slack to bring me into the helicopter. It was the first of many rides up and down the helicopter.